So, welcome. The Kadosh Baruch Hu is helping us to learn this holy Torah every day, to come to the yeshiva. For sure, it's a mesirut nefesh for everyone to come, and especially to in such hard days, the Am Yisrael are under the heat of that flipping sword. What can we say? To cry, you can cry, already cried. Everyone needs to ask himself what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And we need to understand that if you ask yourself what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from me, it's not the right question. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want nothing from you. Everything is okay with you, but you're not alone. The boat of Am Yisrael contains a lot of members, a lot of friends. And most of Am Yisrael are not even close to all of those concepts that we're talking on them daily, and we're precising ourselves, and mamash, we're focusing on points in Avodat Hashem, and Am Yisrael are not here. They're not there. They're not anywhere. Hopefully they're somewhere. There are people that their war is against Judaism, against faith. Jews, brothers of us. And if you say brothers, when I was a child in my house, the concept of Hashem wasn't existed. It was a silly joke. We talk about Hashem, about faith and the Creator. It wasn't something serious to discuss even. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to wake up all of Am Yisrael, and there is also a message for me inside of it, to wake up all of Am Yisrael. So why the message have to be so loud? Why it have to be so shocking? One of the friends in class told me that even though that he loves me very much and he enjoys the classes, and it's one of the most important things that happens to him in his life to come to this class and to know me. But he said, but sometimes your classes are too hard for me to hear. They are strong. They make me cry. They make me go and not to know what to do with myself after that class. And I don't know what to do. So I told him, I know. I feel the same, but we have a job, and my job is to wake up people that are so far away that if you're not going to shoot with such a huge rifle, blow the world, they will never going to hear you. If you're just going to keep on telling people stories from Parshat Shavua, and you know, and in this Parshat Shavua, Yaakov, people were never going to wake up, like that you haven't woke up from those lectures in Beit Knesset in Shabbos. People need to have a mirror in their life. People have to have a mirror. And even though that sometimes when you're not connected to the light of Hashem, to the mercy of Hashem, so it's hard for you to see yourself in the mirror, to see how far you are. But when a person comes to that place that he's humble, that he throws away all of his wisdoms, and he's ready to accept, the simple faith means how that the real righteous people are teaching us that we should believe in Hashem. So then you throw away all of your questions and all of your doubts, and you just accept it. And even when you see the most frightening sights of them all, you see blood and you see massacres in Beit Knesset, and things that no one can deal with, no one can understand. But if really you are connected to the mercy of Hashem Yitbarach, you're not questioning at all. You just know for sure that it's the mercy of Hashem Yitbarach. There was one person two people were walking on those I say mitzadeh mavet, death
march.
Death march.
To the guests chambers. They were walking in a line, in a straight line, and one of the people over there, he was a rabbi, a righteous rabbi, and behind him there was a person from his community. And he sees all of that death and all of that sorrow, and they're all being marched now to their death, to their. So he asked his rabbi. He told him, "How can Hashem do something like that to us?" Simple question. Everyone allowed to ask that question. My wife asked me that question today, this morning. How can it be that Hashem is doing things like that? That rabbi looked at him and told him, "You don't see that now it's the time of that fight between Yaakov and the angel of Esav? And the angel of Esav is hurting the Akev, he's holding the Akev,
heel
of Yaakov. And we're that heel. We're that heel. Now, this is the Ikveta Demshicha, this is that generation. There is a war. But in that war, we need to remember that Yaakov is winning, that Am Yisrael are winning. Am Yisrael, it's Am HaNetzach, the nation of infinity. We're never gonna die. Nothing can kill us. Of course not the Ishmaelim. No one can touch us. And even if there is something, we need to believe it's all Hashem. It's all Hashem. And when it's too hard to understand, you need to throw all of your wisdom and not to try even to understand, because you cannot. You will never gonna. The only way to understand it is to count on Hashem, to believe Hashem, He knows why. I cannot explain. I don't know nothing. My mother, when she got married when she was 20, she got married to a pilot. And after 2 years and a half, he been killed in the war in Egypt, in above Ta'alat Suez. He was a pilot. What?
Suez Canal.
And his airplane been bombed, and he died, and left her with two babies, orphans, my two elder brothers. She didn't know what to do with herself. Nothing at all. She told me that for something like 2 years, she was waking up every morning, taking her babies, my brothers, to kindergarten, to school, and wait into making shopping, cleaning the house, whatever. And at noon she would pick them, go to the beach, to the sea, opening a blanket, let them sit to play on the beach until the evening, and she was just sitting and staring at the sea. Cannot function. Don't know what to do with her life. Nothing. Almost in 2 or 3 years she was spending her life like that. And in the evening she was showering them over there in the beach. They were getting asleep in the vehicle, in the car, on the way back home, putting them to bed. Next day the same. After 5 years like that, those, she met my father and they got married. So now what you can say? After 7 years I came to the world. So you cannot explain to those brothers of mine why the father had to die. But you have something for sure to say, that I had to come also to steal from them all of their childhood and to ruin their room and to take whatever they had. Someone had to teach them that lesson. So you cannot argue with Hashem, because you don't know what Hashem is doing, and none of us know. You cannot explain. This is the time to take all of your wisdoms, all of that imagination that you can understand, that you think, why I cannot understand, why, all of those questions, you're questioning Hashem. Don't. Throw it all away. Even if it's so hurting, mamash, and unbearable. So go to Hashem and ask for quiet, ask for understanding, ask for peace, ask for good things, for love, for health, no more sorrow. Exactly, this is what that we need to learn from all of those weird situations. And not only on ourselves. After that, you have something, even a point in your hand, such precious point of faith in your hand, you have to hand it to others. And the Chatam Sofer is writing that everyone needs, it's written, the mitzvah, an obligation to be holy. Kedoshim tiyu ki kadosh ani. Hashem Elokechem. Hashem is saying to Am Yisrael, you need to be holy because I'm holy. Hashem, you're holy, okay, very nice, we're happy. Now we need to be holy because that you're holy. First of all, before I'm explaining to you the Chatam Sofer, if Hashem is commanding us to be holy, so it means that we can achieve it. If Rabbeinu is saying to us that it's an obligation to be in happiness, besimcha, tamid, always, it means that we're able to do that. Because to command someone to do something that he's not able to do, there is nothing more cruel than that. To tell someone, I'm going to feed you, I'm going to give you food, and to put it in a high shelf that he is not able to reach, the Nazis were doing stuff like that. Showing food and not allowing to touch it, not allowed to eat. It's not something that, chas shalom, to think about Hashem. So if Hashem commands you to be holy, means you can reach it. So the Chatam Sofer is writing over there that there are two examples for holiness that a person can achieve, that a man can be holy in two ways. One got a certain lacking in it, and one is not. One of them, it's the holiness of Chanoch. That Chanoch, he was the king of all nations before the generation of Abraham. Chanoch was Isha Elohim, he was a divine person, he was connected to Hashem. It's written in Sefer HaYashar, there are two Sefer HaYashar, one of Rabbeinu Tam and one of Midrashim, that is a lot earlier. So on that Sefer HaYashar of the Midrashim, it's written over there that he was doing it bodeduyot. That Chanoch, he believed in Hashem very much, and he was talking to Hashem. He was doing it bodedut. It's written like that. He was doing it bodedut. And meanwhile, with the time, people would come to him and talk to him more and more, and he was teaching them. But he felt that it's too heavy for him to talk to people all of the time. So he was doing more it bodeduyot. And from once a week, he was doing after it 2 days a week, and 5 days a week he was talking to the people, and after it became to be even heavier. He was, and the Chatam Sofer is explaining over there that the satisfaction, the pleasure that he felt from spending time with Hashem, from his bodeduyot, from learning Torah, he was rising to such heights, to such amazing places, that it was a crazy suffering for him to go and to talk to common people, to simple people that are so far from Hashem. It was hard for him. It was unbearable for him. He couldn't stand it. It was hard. So he had to do more it bodeduyot and more it bodeduyot. And actually, it was dividing him more and more and more from the people. And people needed him. But he became to be holier and holier until it came to a place that he was meeting the people only once a year. He had one day and everyone would come. All of the people, all of the nations, everyone would come and they would all surrender to him to listen words of Hashem from the word, from the mouth, holy mouth of Chanoch, and they would come. In the end, he couldn't stand even one day in this world, and he told them, I'm sorry. He commanded them to keep on doing it bodeduyot themselves and to talk to Hashem and to connect themselves by the wisdom that he received from his ancestors and the wisdom that he received from Adam HaRishon, and to know that there is a God, that he is leading us, the Creator, and on, all simple information. He taught people. And he went like Eliyahu Navi, with fire, and horses and chariot made out of fire, back to heaven. This was the holiness of Chanoch, and he becomes to be Matat, Sarapanim, the biggest mister over there, angel in heaven. So, he achieved that to be holy like Hashem. He achieved Hashem's holiness. Why? Because he became to be an angel. He achieved something that Hashem's got. He becomes to be a spiritual being. He canceled himself totally, like Eliyahu Navi. He becomes to be an angel. Totally something else. This is one Kedusha. He kept that mitzvah of Kedoshim Tiyu Ki Kadosh Ani. He become to be like Hashem, but only in one aspect. There is one aspect the Chatam Sofer is explaining over there, that he was lack of, what's that? That Hashem Yitbarach, even though that he is in heaven, he is also here with us. And that was the holiness of Avraham Avinu. That Avraham Avinu saw and told himself, I can walk in the path of Chanuch. He knew exactly how to do that. He knew the secret of Itbodadut. He knew that he can cancel himself totally to Hashem Yitbarach, to commit himself, to stop eating, to stop drinking. For sure, none of those lusts and desires were a test for him at all. He could rise and climb in those steps to heaven and to become to be an angel. But he asked himself, if I'm going to become to be an angel, so I'm going to create one angel in my life. But if I'm going to distribute the light of Hashem in the world, I can make thousands of angels. Everyone that's going to listen to me is going to be an angel in the end. Rav Chaim Barzilai, that is one of the helpers of Rav Shalom, told us that once, while he was giving a class, while Rav gave a class, after the class, people wanted to ask questions to Rav Shalom. And they came to Rav and they were pushing and tried to reach him, to reach Rav Shalom. And Rav Chaim Barzilai, the helper of Rav, he tried to push people a little bit, one step back. Rav Shalom called him, told him, Chaim, listen, if you want to fulfill your job like you should, is what you say? Fulfill your job like you should. So you have to find a way how everyone that wants to talk to me gonna meet me in the end. Because everyone that's gonna talk to me finally gonna do a b'tshuva. Everyone. Rav Shalom once gave a class explaining the mistake of Yitro. When Yitro saw that Moshe, people are standing in line, wants to talk to Moshe, and they want to talk to Moshe, he told him, Yitro came to Moshe, told him, Moshe, how are you gonna handle thousands of people wants to talk to you? What are you going to do? You're going to fail. You're not going to have the power. You're not going to stand in all of that responsibility. So Moshe Rabbeinu was humble and took his advice. But that advice was wrong. That advice came from the mouth of Yitro, from the wisdom, from the sechel of Yitro, how to run the state, how to make all of it arrange in a sophisticated way, that to create a government. It's not the right way. Rav Shalom said in that class, even if people are going to wait 10 years in line to speak with Moshe Rabbeinu, it's worth it. By connecting yourself to the righteous man of the generation, meet him once, talking to him face to face, the benefit, the reward that you're going to achieve in your life is amazing. You can never understand the greatness of what it means to be connected to the tzaddik, to the righteous man of the generation. You don't understand. All of the world are standing from one side, and Avraham is standing in the other side. Avraham is alone. Moshe Rabbeinu is alone. Our Kadosh Baruch Hu is saying to all of Am Israel, go back to the tents, and you, Moshe Rabbeinu, stay here with me. Moshe is different. Moshe got something. Look on all of the religious people that you know in the world, all of the people that are keeping Torah mitzvot, and find the difference between you and them. What's the difference? That you're able to go and to talk to Hashem. The gift that we received from Rabbeinu, the ability to go and to talk, to speak with the Creator, with the source of all reasons, the source of all actions, the one that decides everything. That's a gift that we received from Rabbeinu HaKadosh. This is a gift that we're not allowed to keep for ourselves. We're not allowed to do that. It's written, Chatam Sofer is bringing that because that Chanuch let himself being so satisfied and pleasured from that Kirbat Elokim Litov to be close to Hashem, because of that came the flood, the generation of the Mabul, of the flood. Because of Chanoch. Because that Chanoch was so busy in getting close to Hashem to enjoy Chatam Sofer. Because of that, the flood came. Because of Chanoch. Because of Chanoch. But he was so righteous and he knew Hashem. Yes, exactly. And he kept it all for himself. It's a big responsibility, but we need to wake up. People are dying, people are being slaughtered, people are suffering, crazy suffering, even more than that, in their own private house and living in I don't know where. Imaginating to themselves like they have something and they have hell in their hands. They don't have peace in their houses, they are afraid to go out from their houses. Afraid! People are afraid! A student of mine met me in the Shuk Machne Yehuda. She told me I was afraid to come out to make shoppings in the market, in the Shuk. She said, I saw one of your YouTubes, I decided Hashem gonna be with me, I'm not gonna be afraid anymore. And she went out and she met me over there in the market. Mm-hmm. You see, Hashem is with you. This morning I was thinking about one of my friends, suddenly he came. I told him, I just now thought about you, just now. I was sitting in my house after eating something in the morning. I thought to myself, if I received a certain text to my phone from my uncle that was supposed to send me a text, I just took out the phone to see if he sent the text, he's calling. I answered. Immediately, just like that, I took it out and he's calling. I gave a big smile, I answered. Why? Why Hashem is showing to you that he's with you? Why you have all of those so-called coincidences in your life? Why? Hashem wants to teach you from the small miracles on the big miracles. If you see that Hashem Yitbarach is with you in the smallest thing of them all, you should know that Hashem Yitbarach is with you and this is it. And now you should count on Him. And now you should pray to Him. And now you need to teach people to do the same. And if not, so we're cruel. If you have a treasure and you're so happy to have it and you're not sharing, so you're cheap, you're cruel, you're mean, you're vicious. You have money that you keep it to yourself. It's something that cannot be. You rather that it's going to be in the bank. How can it be? How can it be? Who promised to you that you're going to wake up tomorrow morning? Who? Who? Tell me. Who promised? I want that promise also. I want him to promise me also. You want to be sure. There are people starving. There are people dying. There are people that wish to come to Eretz Israel. There are people that came to Eretz Israel and left Eretz Israel because of lack of Parnassa. Because they couldn't find themselves working here. And we're working now so hard. Me and few guys from this program, and I hope everyone going to join us to make places for people to work, to create salaries to people. That people are going to be able to stay with us and trying to, whatever we can. I'm trying to do it from what that I've got, from that amazing site that we opened, the Amuna channel, and with all, more options that I have, and people that try to support me and try to help me. And I'm trying to build something. Everyone that's going to join, everyone, immediately we're going to be able to expand it, to do more stuff, to open more options for more people. To join us and to there's not enough place, not in this yeshiva, not in yeshiva in the world got enough place for all of the people that needs to come to that place. The only reason that we're not doing it, it's because we don't believe in ourselves. You don't believe in yourself. You think, who am I to do what that requires? Who am I? Means that you become to be a good friend, a follower of your Yetzirah. This is what it means. It means that you listen to those whisperings of the Yetzirah to tell you that you are different than your ancestors. When all of the shepherds are coming, you wanted to hear from Parshat Shavua. We're going to talk from Parshat Shavua. When all of the shepherds are coming and trying to remove the stone from the well, to water the herds. All of them together cannot do what that Yaakov Avinu is coming and just remove the stone. And it's written over there that he was just removing it like, I said, cover?
Cover, cap.
How?
Cap.
A cap. from a plate, from a box, from a job, something like that. Just like that. You were just moving it, just like that. Easily. So easy. For Yaakov Avinu. So who are you? You're the son of Yaakov. Just you don't believe in it. You don't see the connection. But it's written that you're the son of Yaakov. And the Ishmaelim, they can see that you're the son of Yaakov. And the Nazis, they saw that you're from the seed of Yaakov. Everyone except of you sees that you're from the seed of Yaakov. Also, the reason that you cannot see that you're from the seed of Yaakov, it's because the Yetzer Hara sees that you're from the seed of Yaakov. This is why he convinced you not to believe that you're from the seed of Yaakov. You have the power to do it easily. To do it easily. To find millions of people and to talk to them and to convince them to serve Hashem in Mesirut Nefesh. It's easy for us. It's our nature. What are we doing in this class? What are we doing? What Rav Shalom is doing in that huge revolution that he's making, creating in the world? What is he doing? He's sharing. He's talking. And the truth is illuminating from his mouth, from his heart. The beauty of the truth. Yosef HaTzadik, he was the glory and the beauty and all you could see in him everything. Why? Because he was a man of truth. He was a kind person. He was a simple person. And he was the Pe'er V'ayofi Shel HaOlam Kulo. He was the beauty of the world. Everyone that saw him lost everything. Lost every connection to the physical world. When you connect yourself to the righteous man, to the tzaddik, you don't care anymore. You don't care about houses. You don't care about nothing. About money, about honor, about respect, about your health, you don't care. You don't care about nothing. You just think, how I'm going to get closer to him? How I'm going to make another step in my Avodat Hashem? How I'm going to make him happy? To make the righteous man happy, to make the tzaddik happy, it influences on all of your life. Immediately, Rabbeinu is writing, when you give tzedakah to the tzaddik, all of your money is being blessed. All of your money is being blessed. It's a different money. You wired yourself, you connected yourself to source of good, source of kedusha. And it's under our nose, it's in our hands, it's in our hearts to do. Everyone. And if you think not, it's just because you're too used to listen to your Yetzer Hara. The truth is that it's all a lie. All of your bad thoughts, all of what that you chase after yourself and blame yourself and think to yourself, I'm not able to do that. You can be awake for years, not for nights. To be an angel, it's not a level at all. It's nothing. They're not being rewarded. They don't have nothing. They don't even have a share to the world to come. They're just, it's a machine. It's not a human being. It's not alive at all. It's a machine. Hashem is saying and they're doing. Hashem is saying and they're doing. Hashem is saying and they're doing. And this is it. You have a free choice. If you're going to bend, if you're going to control that free choice to your will, and you're going to choose to serve Hashem with all of your powers, you're going to come to a place like that, that you alone can change the world. You alone can change the world. But only if you're humble. To cancel yourself to righteous people that are higher than you, to listen to what they command you to do. If you're going to decide to go and to change the world, you're not going to achieve it. You're never going to achieve it. This is what it happened with Jesus, with Yeshua. This is what it happened with him. He saw that he's something special. He felt something special. No argue on that. He felt something special. When Korach came to Moshe Rabbeinu and he tells him, what do you want from us? All of us, we're all holy. You're right. And Hashem is between us. He's inside of us. He was right. Just he forgot one thing. That all of that holiness they achieved by the merit of Moshe Rabbeinu. You gave us that holiness. The fact that they were holy, it was truth. The fact that he was Jewish, it was truth. He had something special inside of him. But he was dividing himself from the righteous people of that generation. He divided himself from his Rebbe, from Rabbi Yoshua ben Perachia, and he was dividing himself from the president, the minister of that, the prince of that generation, Rabbi Shimon ben Shatach, and he was dividing himself because he felt so special. So all of his specialty went lost. Went lost. He lost everything. He doesn't have nothing anymore. He lost it all because he divided himself from his rabbis. And he becomes to be Yimach Shmo VeZichro, that you need to erase all of his memory. And you know that for people that are trying to convert, and they're coming, and they want to, they have so many difficulties in their tshuva process to get closer to Hashem because of him. Look what he done. Even people that really are sincere, they want to come closer to Judaism, and they're so sincere and they want Hashem, and he's coming into their thoughts, and he's been used by the Yetzer Hara. Yetzer Hara took over him, took that poor soul of Yeshua and kidnapped her totally. And he's using him now to push people, to reject people from the Kedusha. And people are trying to connect themselves to Rabbeinu, and they suddenly think about him. Maybe him, maybe he was also righteous. And they're losing, and they're coming to confusion, a lot of confusion, and they're suffering because of him. Because he divided himself from the truth. And the Yetzer Hara took him. And he's using him until today to ruin people's life. So poor. Look what can happen to a person that divides himself from righteous people, from his rabbis. He can suffer so much. And all of the respect that he's receiving, and all of the honor, and all of the death that's been caused. People waved in his flag and crucified people and killing thousands and millions of people in his name. All of that blood is on his hands. It's horrible. It's horrifying. And it's a brother that we lost. It's a brother that we lost. Rabbi Yoshua ben Pirchia been rebuked on that. That he was too hard with him. That he was too strict with him, with Yeshua. He was too hard with him. He had to bring him closer. He had to talk to him more, to relax him, to let him understand that he needs to humiliate himself more and to surrender to Chachamim. He didn't help him enough, Rabbi Yoshua ben Pirchia. He was rejecting him. He was rebuking him. This is why the secret of how to bring all of Am Yisrael back to do tshuva is written in the verse that we're saying in the tefillah. We're calling Hashem in that name, Mekabetz Nidche Amo Yisrael. That Hashem is bringing all of the people that left behind, He's gathering them all together. And the first letters of Mekabetz Nidche Amo Yisrael, it makes the word Naomi. Mekabetz Nidche Amo Yisrael, it's Naomi. Naomi, she was the one that when Ruth Moavia saw Naomi, she said, this is the secret of how to convert. When Ruth Moavia, that she's the grandmother of David HaMelech, the Mashiach, the real Mashiach of Am Yisrael, the real Mashiach of Am Yisrael, David HaMelech, came from the seed of Ruth Moavia. Ruth saw Naomi. Naomi, it's from the word Noam, pleasant. The pleasant of Hashem. She saw the pleasant of Judaism. When you ask someone, come over to Shabbos, eat in our house, come, let's talk. I'm going to share with you what that we learned. You're not teaching him what he's allowed to, what he's not allowed to. You let him come to hear Am Yisrael praising in the Hallel, enjoy the mitzvah of Sukkah, eat from the food of Shabbos, enjoy the mikveh, lighting candles of Shabbos. You let him enjoy, you let him see the pleasant. The Noam, Lachazot Benoam, the Noam of Hashem, the beauty, the pleasant of Hashem. This is what that we need to share. With that we're going to be able to help thousands. There are thousands of souls that are trapped in Goyish bodies, and they want to convert, and they want to break that fence. And only if we're going to show the pleasant of Hashem, we're going to show, we're going to share, we're going to spread that amazing light of simple faith in the mercy of Hashem Yitbarach, they will find the power to do that. To break, go through all of those obstacles, all of those fences and gates that looks for them so. There are no fence at all, no walls at all. When Hashem will want you, you're going to be in. The only one that is stopping you, it's Hashem. And Hashem is all kind, all good. So we just need to come to Hashem again and to ask for mercy and to talk to Hashem like we're talking to our best friends. can talk to you for hours, for years. The greatness of Avraham Avinu was that he was also holy and also coming down to the people. The nefesh asher asu b'charan, creating souls in Charan, making from animals to become to be people. Nefesh asher asu, they made those souls. Those souls made by Avraham Avinu, made by Sarai Men. When you teach someone Torah, you created him. You created him. You become to be like his father. You become to be his mother. You brought him to this world. Because before, he lived in hell.
He lived in hell.
And now, he lives in heaven. He can pray. He can talk to Hashem. Thank you, sweet ones. Thank you.